Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings and mercy of Allah be
God,
with you. Allahu Akbar.
Our Father, who art in heaven,
in te domine speravi, non confundar in aeternum. In you, O Lord, I trust. May I never
Shema
be confounded.
Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Walk cheerfully over the earth, answering that of God in every one.
You're listening to Kindred Spirits.
Welcome to Kindred Spirits. I'm David Freudberg. Our guest today is Brother David Stendahl Rost, a Benedictine monk who has discovered connections between contemplative life East and West. In this program, recorded on a sun-bathed spring day in Cambridge, Massachusetts, Brother David talks of focusing one's awareness.
It means, among other things, being present where you are, being mindful of the place where you are. Not, that means, for instance, not being with your thoughts and with your preoccupations constantly ahead of yourself. And we are, no. I'm very well aware of the same tendency within myself, that all the time a good part of ourselves is ahead of us, and sort of 49% of me are always reaching out to something else that is not yet, has not yet come, impatiently. And then another part of us hangs on to something that was very good in the past but is no longer really there for us. So another 49% is hanging on to the past. So there's about 2% of me left to be present where I am. In some moments, rare moments, something pops and I'm totally present where I am. That happens to all of us, fortunately, and so we know how blissful this can be. But to cultivate that now and see that this is really the moment when I'm truly myself, and to recapture that, but not by going back again to it, but by living out of that energy that makes us present where we are, that would be one aspect of mindfulness.
Toward cutting away these attachments and mental trips and desires and fantasies and memories and karmic inheritances and all this baggage we carry with us. How in your tradition do you sort of surrender all of that static to the higher power, which can then free you?
Yes. Well, in the Christian context, there is a lot of emphasis on what you call cutting away and severing yourself and rejecting, leaving behind, and so forth. But we are just now discovering, so to say, rediscovering, that there is a lot more to it that has a much more positive bent. And many people who are very close to what the Christian tradition really stands for are totally alienated from its present form, because they are closer to what it's really all about than those who call themselves Christians and who are sort of the official representatives of the Christian tradition today. And what I'm talking about is a positive approach to it. Incarnation is the key word in the Christian tradition. The Word was made flesh. God is present among us. Emmanuel is the Old Testament word for it. God in the midst of us, the Holy One in the midst of us, the altogether different one, right present here among us. And therefore, what you call the effort of living present where you are is not so much a cutting off of this or cutting off of that or getting rid of distractions, but it's rather an effort, if you want to call it that, of channeling the energies into the encounter with God, with ultimate reality, here and now, at this present moment. And therefore, largely, again, a becoming mindful in the sense of using your senses. See, there is a what we call a Manichaean streak in Christianity.
What kind of streak?
Manichaean. The Manichaeans were a heresy, an ancient heresy that said that everything that has to do with the body and with the senses is really bad, and only the spirit, only the mind is good. And so you cut the human person in half, and you cultivate the mind, and what you do with the body isn't really all that important. It's sort of it's just a prison in which you find yourself almost. And although clearly and strongly this approach to life was rejected by the Christian tradition at a very early stage, somehow it seeped into the fabric, and we have never completely gotten rid of it. And so one of the great wonderful things that is being discovered in the present, at the present time, is to open yourself to the presence of God positively through gratefully responding to all the gifts of God. And when I say mindfulness, I mean largely also gratefulness. Real mindfulness is gratefulness. So you gratefully listen to everything that's to be listened to. You gratefully look at anything that's to be seen, and you see God through it, in it. You gratefully smell, you gratefully taste, you gratefully touch. You are open to your senses, and so you make sense of your life. That's more or less the approach that I'm talking about.